This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Monita Soni is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She grew up in India and remembers well the drenching monsoon downpours, but also the comfort of coming home to dry clothes and her mother's cup of hot spiced tea.
I was apprehensive as I boarded the plane from Mumbai because the famous monsoon had hit the coast. Images of flooded roads, stranded cars, vicious mosquitoes, overloaded local trains, drenched, huddled, wet bodies, and a strong BO loomed. But what a pleasant surprise! The rain gods were benevolent this time. There were no merciless downpours, no dreary grey days. Short spurts of mischievously delicious showers, more like a young maiden's petulant tears, pierced by cheery outbursts of sunshine. Like unexpected laughter, greeted me. It was refreshing to drive down freshly washed avenues lined by trees clothed in glorious green foliage. I was there for a week, completed all my chores, went from home to office to hospitals to dentists to opticians to tailors and shopping malls, but not even a splash on my new water-repellent clogs. Only on my walk to the temple, I was blessed by a gentle drizzle. The rain fell all the time, but in small, tasteful treats, spaced out to cleanse the palate and quench Mother Earth. I sat on my mother's favorite window seat and reminisced about past monsoons. She would wait for me to come back from school. I would climb up the stairs, rain-drenched, hair plastered to my scalp, feet shriveled like cold fish in my galoshes. I would long to peel off wet clothes and jump into a hot shower. Later, I would climb into fresh sheets with a hot cup of saffron cardamom imbued milk and unload my day on my mother's patient ears. Soon, I would be snug like a bug in a rug, curled up with an Agatha Christie. At times, my dripping friends would accompany me. They would towel dry and sit in the veranda, adjusting their wind-blown umbrellas, waiting for the monsoon to let a little. Mom would whip up piping hot pakoras and cup of spiced chai for us as we chattered in rhythmic competition with the raindrops. On this trip, as I sipped my tea, I watched rainy rivulets trickle through the dense clouds of mango leaves and pause on glistening bushels of coconuts. The damp, dark tree trunks with climbing creepers had an organic, compelling appeal to them. I drew out my ring finger and touched a raindrop on the railing. I reveled in the wetness, the magical freshness, the nurturing sweetness of rain. At night, I fell asleep to the pattering lullaby on the tin parapet. The gentle kiss of rain will always linger on the canvas of my soul. Barso re megha megha, barso re megha megha, barso re megha barso. Meetha hai kosa hai, barish ka bosa hai, posa hai kosa hai, barish ka bosa.
Dr. Monita Soni has relocated to Alabama, but still makes frequent visits to visit family in Mumbai. She always carries an umbrella with her. You can hear the Sundial Writer's Corner weekdays at 9:30 and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, and also find us at WLRH.org.